Here's Whitmore. Here's Whitmore. Here's Whitmore. I know that's music to the ears of trainer Ron Moquette, who is with me now here on the network. Ronnie, good morning.
Good morning.
Is that your ringtone?
No, but it should be. That's a good idea.
Yeah, it really should be. You know, I can't get enough of that call. I can't get enough of so many Whitmore moments, and we can never get enough Whitmore conversation here on the program. So I said, you know, look, he's running in the forego today. 8-year-old gelding, I got to get Ronnie back on the program. Just how cool is this horse, man?
He's a blessing. I mean, he's you know, there's nothing easy about him, but everything is we're just lucky to have him.
Has he gotten more obstinate in his older age?
No, I'd say the same obstinate. I mean, he's he doesn't change. You know, every day he's okay with this. He'll challenge you with that. He's happy to do this, and he'll let you know he don't like this. I mean, he's just 100% honest. If he doesn't like it, you know it.
Do you still go back and watch that Breeders' Cup Sprint from time to time?
You know what? I actually don't, because I'm too busy trying to figure out a way to do it again. But if it's ever on, I don't walk away from the TV, you know?
After he crossed the finish line, I know that you celebrated and it was fantastic, and you and I talked after the race. But as you started to look toward his 2021 campaign, obviously that was the ultimate goal, to get back to the Breeders' Cup Sprint, defend the title. What was your approach coming into this year with his schedule?
Well, it was just keeping the focus on the main prize. Is, you know, he's not got a stallion career ahead of him. I don't want to risk everything for every race. I want to, you know, keep the big races in mind. And as long as he's doing like he's doing and he's enjoying what he's doing, then we try our best to get back to the big stage. And from that point on, those races actually work out better for us than the smaller ones, because it seems like that there's more speed in the big ones that makes it to where we can come pick them up down the lane.
He begins his 2021 campaign in March at Oaklawn. He's second by a neck in the Hot Springs. He comes back. He's second in the Grade 3 Count Fleet. He's third beaten a neck in the Grade 1 Churchill Downstakes, and third in the AG Vanderbilt on July 31st at Saratoga last time out. He is continuously knocking on the door. He hasn't found a way to get back to the winner's circle yet this year. What's it going to take today? What's the key?
I mean, we're going to have a good trip. You know, one of the things that's never written about is that he runs on big days, and on big days the track is tight, and you know, a lot of times we have to have a speed duel with some good horses to set it up to where we can bring our best effort, which is closing. And sometimes speed carries, and that's fine. I mean, we're going to be beat sometimes by horses that shouldn't beat us on talent level because of a pace scenario, but we're also going to win our share of races that maybe we shouldn't have won because of pace schedule or pace, you know. So we just let it shake out, and we put him in a position to run his race, and then we you know, as long as he comes back happy and healthy, then we reshuffle the deck and get him ready for the next race.
What have the four weeks been like since that AG Vanderbilt race on July 31st?
It's been very good training for him up here. Saratoga has a very good, an obvious commitment to the safety, and the track is good, and horses seem to do well when they're up here, and we've left him here. He didn't travel anywhere, so he stayed here and got to train, so we didn't have to ship. So all that part is good. You know, I'd say he's had a bunch of really good days of training, and we think that we're leading over a very capable horse of winning the race should things work out our direction.
I know you spend a lot of time following not just your horse, but a lot of the horses, especially in that sprint division when you have a horse like Whitmore. Size up the competition for me in today's four-go. Some of the other horses that he's going to have to contend, obviously all of them, but a couple of the horses that when you take a look at this race, you say, okay, here's who we got to keep an eye on.
Okay, well, I mean, there's two horses in there that are wild cards. Mischievous Alex is on the rail. That's a very nice horse who's run very good races. He won the Grade One Carter. You don't do that on accident, you know.
Yep.
And then Yalpan, who's coming in here. He went off as the Breeders' Cup favorite as a 3-year-old, and now he's coming in this race, coming off of a freakish effort at Pimlico. So I think he's a formidable horse that is just we don't know what they're going to do. If either one of those guys run their good races, then they're definitely going to be contentious. And then the old tried and trues, the Mind Control, the Frenzy Fires, those are very good horses as well. And, you know, in a race like this, there's so many decent, good horses, classy horses, that whoever gets things, you know, in their favor has a definite edge. I was looking through the card, you know, this field is top to bottom, some of the nicest horses in the division. And, you know, if you take this race and the race out at, I think it's the Pat O'Brien out at Del Mar,
yep.
This is a preview. This is everybody's here. They're all present, accounted for. You look at both of those races, and you're going to see your top choices for the Breeders' Cup Sprint. So if you want to see what scenarios work out better for who and for a handicapper, if you're not glued to these races, then you're missing out on some information you'll need the first Saturday in November.
Yeah, your old Whitmore's rival, CZ Rocket, going to the post is likely the favorite in that Pat O'Brien later today at Del Mar. He's got that showdown with Flagstaff out there. So, as you said, this is a very, very deep division. It's a very difficult division to compete in. And now today you even have to compete with Lexingtonian, who is the horse that upset the apple cart against you in the AG Vanderbilt last time out. So many
this
top
is
contenders.
Lexingtonian's distance. You know, this,
yeah.
That's the thing, too. Is 7 furlongs with anybody's handicap in this. 7 furlongs is not 6 furlongs. And it's so far away from 6 furlongs that everybody thinks, well, it's just a little bit further. No, it actually sets up completely different. And sometimes you'll have horses that prefer that distance. We don't see it very often. So you get a horse, you know, like him he's won 2 of his big races have been at 7 furlongs. And then you've got Mind Control, who, if there is a specialist, it's him. He's won 5 races at 7/8. You know, a lot of horses in here hasn't run the distance 5 times.
Yep.
He's got 5 wins and almost $1 million at today's distance. So you count in the specialist distance of 7 furlongs, you come up with a really unique gambling opportunity if you feel strongly about one of these.
It's a great point. And conversely, Whitmore has not excelled at the 7-furlong distance. He has 6 starts, a first, a second, a third, as you well know. Why has it been so difficult for him to get over the hump in these 7-furlong races?
Pace means everything, but I got to correct you on one thing.
Yeah.
We won this race that we're running in today and beat City of Light at 7/8. So that one win was in the forego, and it was against City of Light, who come back to win his next 2 outs, which was the Breeders' Cup Mile, and
yep.
Then the big fancy race down in Miami. So what's that called, the Pegasus or something?
Yeah.
So he has done well at this distance, but it all depends on what kind of pace goes. And those big, long striding horses that like to be on the front end have a little bit of an advantage if they get the right fractions over a horse like ours that likes to sit in the pocket and then burst down the stretch. You can't catch them if they were able to do the first 5/8 really easy.
You know, one thing's for sure, Whitmore doesn't need to take his track with him. He shows up, he runs wherever he goes, and he would do the same. We know he'll do the same at Del Mar if all things being equal and he makes it out there in November. Have you given any thought, Ronnie, or is it too early to think about what the next steps might be after today's four-go?
No. I mean, you know, people are probably sick of me saying it in the barn and you know, whoever asks, I always say, we wake up tomorrow, we go to the barn, and we ask Whitmore what he wants to do. You know, from that point on, we make our decision from there. I have tentative plans. Would I like to run in the Phoenix? Yes. Would we like to go to the Breeders' Cup? That's both of those races are on our radar. But if it means I can have a better shot of winning the sprint and avoiding the Phoenix, then we got to do whatever. And if it means we don't run in any of them and we find something else, then that's what we have to do. But we schedule working backwards from the Breeders' Cup, and the recipe of going to the Phoenix has always worked out well for us.
You know, I just pulled up the chart of his four-go win in 2018. You mentioned City of Light, who was second. CZ Rocket was fourth in that race. So CZ Rocket was still running at a high level, or was beginning to run at a high level back then. And here he is again. I mentioned running in the Pat O'Brien. He's a horse that continues to be hickory, just like Whitmore.
Yeah, the sprint division is a fun division. I know it's not the marquee. Everybody wants to talk three-year-olds in our country, and I don't blame them. I'm excited to see the Travers, and you know, and then we get hung up on the distance races. But the fact of the matter is, more sprint races are run every year than route races, and there's more competition. You get a good group that battle each other, and it's pretty fun. It's a pretty fun deal to have some of these guys stay around, and you know, you look at Frenzy Fire, Mind Control, CZ Rocket, and then back in the day, Kona Gold and Roy H, and all those guys were sticking around and running, and it gives the fans and the gambler a chance to become familiar and to gain rooting interest. And for me, it's like the 100-yard dash in the Olympics. I mean, you know, I don't care how excited you are to watch the mile or how excited you are to watch the marathon hurdles or whatever. Everybody wants to see the 100-yard dash in the Olympics, and that's what the sprints are.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Ron Moquette with me here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Ronnie, I'll let you go. I know it's a busy day. Always appreciate the visit and a little bit of time. Go get it done with Whitmore today. We'll be cheering, and have fun, my friend.
Thank you very much. We'll try our best.